Let's see.
All right.
Good evening, everybody. Can you hear us out there?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, it's 6 o'clock. The monthly meeting of the Board of the San Carlos Estates Water Control District is now called to order at 6 p.m. on November 20th, 2023. The quorum is present. I want to thank you all for coming. I want to take the opportunity to wish you the board wants to thank you and wish you a happy Thanksgiving. At this point, we're going to change our agenda just a little bit. We're going to do an invocation like the other government meetings do, and we're going to do a pledge allegiance to the flag. We would ask you, if you are wearing a ball cap during the pledge allegiance, you remove that. And any of you who can, we'd appreciate it if you stand. Pastor Riley, would you lead us?
Lord, we just come to you tonight, and we thank you that you just have your hand upon this meeting to guide and direct, give them wisdom and direction. Lord, let there be peace in the things that are brought forward, and I thank you that you will give them everything that they have need of to do exactly what they need to do to accomplish the purposes that they're here for. And we just give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now we're going to do a pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yay. Thank you all.
Give that to Jennifer. You need the pen, Jen.
Attorney Richard Pragel is on his way, so. Let's have the engineer's report.
All righty. Thank you. Good to be here.
By the way, we're going to try to keep the meeting to its time frames. Okay. Any of the general public that wants to speak, you'll have your 3-minute opportunity. And toward the end, you'll have a time to address that. Thank you very much.
I want to run through a few items. Currently have 26 open permits. We have 4 new permits / applications.
Just pull it over towards you.
Oh. There we go. Is that better?
Yeah.
Better?
I can't hear it. It's not on.
Hello?
Yes. Can we check it?
No, it's on.
Got the green light on.
It's on.
No, it's not broken.
Go ahead.
Check 1, 2, 3.
It's my voice everybody wants to hear.
26 open permits, 4 new permits. We have not closed a permit since the last meeting. We have a number of them at a substantial completion level, and we've conducted 12 various inspections. A couple of items just in following up from the last meeting. The canal clearing is ongoing. DNS is doing a great job. I talked with Douglas today, and they're 60-65% done. Expect another 3-4 weeks to complete, but we're ready to give them extra time if they need to due to weather and holidays and such. They're making good progress. On the surveyors are on site. They had originally been engaged to come out and do the baseline survey for the secondary system, the roadside swales, culverts, etc. We had a priority come upon us, and I'll be asking tonight for an additional $3,700 to be added to that contract to do some additional work that we needed to do for the FEMA work, the canal restoration and weirs. So what we asked them to do was go ahead and advance that work, get that done first, so that we could move forward with design work on the FEMA projects, and that is essentially the 2 weirs and the 4 or 5 spots where we had bank failure and erosion issues, mainly along Bonitaville. So they're focusing in on that, and Doug and his crews got out there and cleaned those areas up ahead of time so the surveyor could make fast and easy work of it. So all of that is happening as we speak. The design work will start on that as soon as we get the survey in hand for the weir replacements and for the canal restoration. The surveyor will then follow up with secondary drainage to complete that effort. On the traffic gates, we've been in contact with the city of Benita Springs and with their consultant regarding the existence or non-existence of a right-of-way or an easement north of Maddox along Cockleshell. And we're still in the process of defining whether or not that is in fact an easement or a right-of-way, or whether or not we have rights to use it. I would note that the district's easterly property line does fall on the east top of bank, parallel to Cockleshell. Now, whether we have enough there to real estate, we wouldn't know without a survey as to whether or not we have enough real estate to do what FPNL wants to do there or not. If there is a right-of-way or an easement that allows public use or utility use in that area, then it wouldn't really matter that much where our property line was, where limits of the district was, because it'd be a public utility easement, FPNL would be entitled to use it.
May I say something?
Certainly.
Maybe we should add that into our interlocal agreement to provide us with that space. If necessary, if the survey shows that we don't have...
Well, if they don't have rights to it, then they can't give us rights to it.
City of Benita?
Right. It's whether or not they have rights to it.
Okay.
That we're trying to define.
Okay. Good enough.
So, if they have rights, then it's likely that the utility would have rights.
Well, if they don't have rights, who has rights on that road, then?
That's the question we're trying to answer.
It's the same thing we're doing with the other surveys, John.
Okay.
We're determining the outcome of this, okay?
That's what we're currently working on, is to figure out who's got what and what we can do with what's there. We did go down and inspect Stillwell. We looked at the entire length of Stillwell south of Strike Lane. The failure is, at least on a observational level, looks to be getting worse than when I first inspected it quite some time ago. And by the failure, I mean the cracking that's occurring along the guardrail.
Mm-hmm. As though that might be sliding into the ditch?
Well, it's got to be going somewhere.
Okay.
We're hoping it's not going into the ditch, but without getting into a lot of discussion, because I know we've got a time frame here tonight, but you know, as the load gets heavier on the surface, if it's not properly constructed and compacted and retained, then sands do tend to move. And the natural movement would be out into and towards the canal. We've looked at that. We're going back and doing some research on the original design plans to go back and investigate what we're supposed to have there, what sort of prep and compactions were required there. Based on our inspection over the course of the last few months, many months, I should say, that failure does seem to be getting worse, but it's primarily between the gate and about midway up Stillwell to Strike Lane, where we really see it. I don't think it's in imminent condition where, you know, we're gonna slough off and wake up one morning and it's all gonna be out in the canal. But certainly it's moving in the wrong direction. So I do have some concerns. I understand there's been a lot of truck traffic on that road of late, with the gate issues. And so we do have some concern over the weight that's coming up and down that road. Obviously, the heavier the traffic and the heavier the vehicles, the more quickly that failure is going to continue. We would like to investigate that. And we just asked the board to consider being cautious about if we could in some way limit the traffic.
You're referencing weight.
It's more weight issue than it is traffic issue. Uh-huh. Passenger vehicles, I don't think, are an issue unless it rapidly escalates in the failure mode. Then we would certainly come back and recommend there'd be no traffic or cut it down to a one-way traffic, one lane. just to get it away from the canal bank. So would offer that up to the board to consider, that take some action to limit heavy vehicles, dump trucks, and et cetera, on that roadway, at least until we have an opportunity to fully investigate it and determine whether or not it is safe.
Okay.
And that's all we have at the moment.
Curious question, where is the potential pipe going to come into the Stillwell Canal that the city wants to put in for the overflow? Is it near the weir, or is it up near where this land is failing?
It'll be at the southwest corner of their project site.
Ironically,
10 acres.
Just about where the road's failing.
That's what I'm asking. So mm-hmm. that's
it does seem that some of the worst is right in that area.
So maybe one of the conditions of putting the pipe in is they have to reinforce that area. Because we don't want that falling on their pipe.
Well, there may be some, and I haven't looked, or I didn't see in their plans where they've armored the opposing bank, mm-hmm. which would be a normal precaution, opposite of a discharge pipe.
Correct. Just for the fairly narrow and stuff. Yes, I understand.
So you have something there that absorbs the impact.
Correct.
Of the flow coming out and distributes it. So
I suggest it's something we keep in mind as we're discussing with them about the construction of that pipe and where it mm-hmm. goes, and maybe that's mm-hmm. throw the extra cherry on top and put that in there.
We can definitely talk to them about that issue. So
you can add this to your report, Mr. Crane.
Can.
Okay, are you done?
Yes, that's all for now.
Okay, manager's report.
Can you hear me? All right, let's see. Ouch. Can you hear me now? Just a few things. I know you guys wanted me to look into other banks for investment. Just want to bring up the fact that we have the analysis accounts with Bank of America.
You're going to need to speak up.
Can you hear me now? Oh, okay. I was requested to look into some banks, five, notably Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Synovus, Northern Trust. And also, in order to do some investing of the public deposits, not all banks were responsive. Wells Fargo did report that they would suggest like a setup of a four CDs, 3, 6, and 9 months, so that they're coming due every 3 months, and they would diversify across multiple institutions to guarantee FDIC coverage. Every time one of the CDs would come due, we would discuss at the board meetings for any needs of the funds at that time, and currently their rates were 5.5. However, I know we have the Bank of America analysis accounts that we are charged a fee on that will not be closed until CIP phase one is complete. So moving of the monies would not be advisable until that is done. So just wanted to throw that out there. The Florida Prime currently is paying 5.6% on the balance that we have there. So this month we literally earned $4,627.98 on that balance in that account. So it's not like all is lost. We do have Florida Prime is doing us well. Also, based on the conversation that Ron just mentioned with FPL, I want to hold back that check for the CIAC, which it would have been for the installation of the light. But if we don't know if we have the right of way or the area, let's hold back on that last check, please and thank you. Also, just to let you know, SIP phase, this is going to be part manager and secretary treasurer report. Okay. So SIP phase two payments received year to date is $48,353.14. We have an outstanding balance of $124,432.71. QuickBooks is coming along well. We're going to start using that for our payroll. It's a much better system. Let's see. Oh, yes. And also, tax exemption, I finally got us the cards from Best Buy and also Office Depot, so now we're not getting taxed. We're a tax-exempt entity, and we're no longer being taxed. So I finally got those cards on board. So I will be looking into Home Depot and Lowe's, but right now I need to change some phone numbers because there's some information that's preventing me from getting that. But we are going to break through that wall and make that happen with Home Depot and Lowe's as well. Okay. And that's the end of my report.
Okay. Well, you notice how she just took up my report? Just went right by me.
Went good down job. There.
No, sorry.
So anyway, chair's report. That would be me. So basically, we're going to be, Ron has talked about the weight limits we need to set on Stillwell. We're going to put that on the agenda to vote on this evening. We held a special meeting last week, which John Solucci is going to bring you up to speed on.
In the interest of time, some of the things that we're doing, particularly for support of the water control plan and some of the FEMA activities. We have brought in another surveying company to split up some of the surveying activities that's still within the budget based on their estimates. So they're going to survey some parts of the district as quickly as possible in support of the other surveying companies, sort of divide and conquer. So we get more information because we really can't get the information to FEMA until we have a complete survey of the entire district. And the one company alone was taking one company and breaking it up in two is going to be better for all of us. So we had a special meeting to bring that issue up, as well as there's a lot of complexity for some of the issues for the new water control plan that we have to update. And there's been some changes in how water control plans are improved upon. And so we also voted to bring in a special counsel that there specially is water control plan for 298. And so they're going to advise us, and they'll be on a retainer basis for a fixed budget amount. And as we ask some questions and they review things for our plan, we're going to work with that special counsel as well. And I think we also have... we discussed issues of additional signage at Stillwell and Cockleshell and Maddox at that gate. And one of the things we're going to be doing is, and just spread the word amongst all the residents here, one of the things that's been advised to us to help improve the performance of the gates, security in the area in the district, there's issues with respect to potential robberies and burglaries in Bonita in general, squatters, people drag racing, including in our district, that there are entirely too many generically cloned clickers to that gate. So we brought in a gate expert company down from Tampa, and they were very, very cost effective and extremely knowledgeable compared to, I hate to say, some of the local gate companies. And they have provided some technology for us to upgrade our gates with a 26 character military encryption digital clickers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a clicker per registered vehicle in the estates. So if you have four cars, you can give us four registrations and four driver's license, or one driver's license and four registrations, and you can buy the clickers at $25. Plus, I think they're giving us a special. Normally, these are $50 like the other clickers.
It's going to be a one-time thing.
Right.
Because we have to buy a large amount to begin with.
Because we have to program those. So here's the advantage. We're going to really cut down on the traffic of people coming in here that have cloned these clickers. All right? That's number one, which could be impacting the problems on Stillwell, the canal there. Because we've seen triaxles full of materials, dump truck, coming through that gate. I personally witnessed it. And it's not, what's it, Menendez or somebody? Somebody lives back here as triaxle. It wasn't him. It was, you know, somebody from Naples.
I've seen a number of them. That's 80,000 pounds per truck opposed to a normal 5 to 7 pound car.
Can I add to, I don't know if I'm
you
doing
can
this
if right. Turn it back on for you.
Yeah, right. Hello.
We
What magic did
Is there a red button?
Yeah, there's a red button.
Okay. It needs to be green.
You care.
Well, what am I clicking? Ta-da.
Ta-da.
I just wanted to see you get up.
That's all. Thanks.
So to add to that, the last time I was at the gate, which is a couple of days ago, I watched a landscaping trailer, huge, very long, with a trailer behind it from another district, open our gate. Nobody was around. The man had a clicker. I was shocked. And I'm thinking, he's got a load like that, and he's on these roads.
He doesn't live here.
He does not live here. He clicked his way out of our gates. I'm sitting there, and I'm going, wow. I was shocked. Completely shocked.
So I'll add for the record, so people hear this. I personally went to a meeting where Pulte is building 254 homes in the old golf course. And I spoke with their engineers. I spoke with Pulte officials, and 254 homes with 2 and 3 car garages are being built. They'll be completed in the next year and a half. Now, think about this. That's another 1,000 cars probably that want to get through our gate. So between the issues going on in Bonita, future issues, people breaking the gates all the time, we believe that this is what the gate company suggests is upgrade to these digital clickers, which cannot be cloned. And they'll be unique. There'll be 2 people who live here. And if some people say, well, I don't want to buy another clicker, well, then go out strike lane. You don't have to go out the gate. We're not forcing you to go out the gate, but we need to start protecting that gate, because that's, we just bought a brand new gate, over $11,000. And how many times have they been destroyed? And we don't even have the lighted arms now. They destroyed those. They're $2,000.
Like, we were getting
it's like
them
4
knocked.
Times in Excuse 2 days. I'm sorry.
Okay. We were getting them knocked down 3 times a day. Wow. People driving straight through them. If anybody's noticed, there's a sheriff's trailer back there now. We went to the sheriff's department. We got them to bring it up here. Ironically, for the 3 to 4 weeks it's been there, we haven't had one incident where a car's driven through them like they were. We've had a couple times the arms came down and got on a vehicle, but as far as cars blowing through them, they were just blowing through them before. So that's been taken care of. Go ahead.
You said it.
And then the other thing we talked about is we're going to start looking at how, and we'd love input from everybody in the community, we want to put some additional signs up on both sides advising people, the private roads, you know, community, blah, 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 if you don't live here and only emergency vehicles come through. But someone had suggested, which is actually not a bad idea, to put on both sides of the, well, actually on their side, on Cockeshell's side, we don't care about inside here, a simple color map that says, if you're here, turn around, go down Cockeshell, turn right in Shangri-La, turn right in Old 41, you want to come in here and go up to Strike Lane. There's your public access. You don't have to just get through that gate. And I personally witnessed, I believe Jim has, we both were there a couple times fixing the gate together, so is Audrey. There are numerous times Amazon, UPS, FedEx is getting through our gates. I see them, click. I'm like, how do you, and they're not an emergency vehicle. They shouldn't have the red clickers. Only emergency vehicles have that. So how are they getting through our gates? Uber drivers. Trying to get through our gates. We were there one. Remember the one guy? Wouldn't leave. Just stood at the gate with his car. And I finally had to tell him in Spanish to leave.
To keep him from driving through, even though we get those special.
Well, we did. We just did invest in a new camera system, which will get the license plates. It'll get detailed vision of the people driving the car and a good picture of the car. So the sheriff's department will back us up on having that kind of information.
And that couples with why we're trying to get FPL to put a light there, so there's enough light illuminating the gate area so the cameras will see it. Even though they have infrared at night vision, they'll still see that car or that truck. So that's a summary of our little special meeting and the purpose of it, why we didn't want to wait another week. We really want to keep this stuff moving.
And the other thing being is that FEMA has set us some new dates again in March for having certain projects completed. Therefore, part of the meeting was to, because we're coming up on the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and nobody works during those periods of time. If we didn't get started on getting this stuff initiated, March is right around the corner. So we had to get that done or FEMA was not going to pay us. Let's see. Just told you about the camera system, so that's off my list. And this has nothing to do with the water board, except for we have one of the people who works very diligently helping us out with FEMA. Peter
DeBoz.
And he's very interested in creating a community, getting people together in our community, and therefore he initiated the October Halloween parade, and now he is wanting us to do a Christmas. So that'll be on the 22nd or 23rd. Do you know the date of that?
I believe it's on the website.
The 23rd.
It's already on the website. Okay. It's the Saturday.
So it'll be on Saturday, the 23rd, same location. And Peter's in charge of that. And that's on the board. We're going to ask the Sheriff's Department this time to participate and the Fire Department. Okay. Next person on the list happens to be the Attorney's Report. We did pass the Treasurer's Report, correct? You're done?
Yes, I gave you guys the financials,
okay. And
I gave you guys the minutes for last month, and we're ongoing for interviewing, and that's it.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I've done a couple of contracts for the district in the last month. You and I talked earlier today, and done some other things. You and I talked earlier today about the district's ability to implement or impose a weight limit on vehicle traffic, especially commercial truck traffic. The district has some authority as a public agency to construct public works under Chapter 298 and then to protect those public works. The district's authority is not as broad as the city of Bonita Springs' authority to control traffic, however. Earlier in the meeting, there was considerable discussion about controlling weights of vehicles on the roadway. Based upon our earlier conversation, I'm going to look further, but it seems to me that the district does have some ability to protect its
assets,
improvements. The problem is you want the ability to authorize the sheriff's department.
Correct.
To ticket mm-hmm. people. And I have not found, in the research that I've done so far, I've not found the ability of the district on its own to accomplish that. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not finished looking, but I haven't found that where the district separately has its own authority to authorize the Sheriff's Department to write tickets.
So, Mr. Prager, let me ask you a question. If we have an interlocal agreement between
yes. The
district and the city,
yes. That
would help us with that authority?
Absolutely, that would help you with that authority. Because they do, clearly, the city does have the authority to do so. And to adopt an ordinance, it would be an ordinance to limit the weights of vehicles on the roads. And part of what we've talked about doing, Mr. Chairman, with the interlocal agreement anyway, is to have an agreement with the city where, through their code enforcement, and also now we would add through their ability to adopt ordinance and control traffic, we might ask them at a point in the future to adopt an ordinance to control weight limits, as an example, in the district. I think that would be the better way to go, without question. In terms of the Sheriff's Department's willingness to ticket people for over-limit trucks in the district.
What's the Lee County's, I'm trying to remember the name of the organization that controls roads and speed limits and
DOT.
Signage and stuff.
DOT.
DOT would be, thank you very much. So the Lee County DOT would have the ability to, they control our speed limits out here now. They control our stop signs, and that's why the sheriff's department tickets people at our stop signs. So they already control those things. I would think that Lee County DOT probably would need to be notified and be part of this.
Oh, absolutely. And and ultimately what you would want to do is by the, I would say, the most formal action the board can take, you would want to, and with some engineering support and recommendation, as Mr. Edenfield indicated earlier this evening, the road bed is deteriorating in that area, and an engineer and an engineer's expertise could, I'm sure, say, attribute the cause of that to a certain weight limit and or excessive weights, and could recommend a weight limit. In Glades County, where I'm the county attorney, that's the kind of report, that's the kind of evidence that I have used before to substantiate an ordinance to limit weights on county roads.
Is that something we need to vote on tonight?
It,
this is something that should get moved forward. It shouldn't be waited. So therefore, if we need to make a motion to pursue this and make it happen, then we need to do that tonight before we leave. That's
and I think, and Mr. Chairman, maybe as a part of the discussion under the item that you've added on the agenda, yes, sir, we're going to take up an interlocal agreement with the city that is going to be more of a comprehensive agreement to address a number of different topics. Mm-hmm. That's the current interlocal agreement status that we're talking about.
Right.
You might also consider, because this is an emergency type of a situation, of even having an interlocal agreement with the city on this topic only, that could be adopted very quickly and get it implemented very quickly, instead of waiting for us to put together all the different elements of the comprehensive interlocal agreement that you're working on. It's another thought. In any event, I think that the city's gonna have, because you're located in the city of Bonita Springs, I think the city is gonna have a stronger ability to impose a weight limit that the sheriff's department will recognize.
Yeah, we understand that. The only thing I'm asking you, do we need to put a motion on the floor, or is that just something we need to do?
Well, I think we can.
The road is going to have the failure whether we decide or not.
Yes, so. And I think, I don't think that the board, if the board makes a decision tonight, it would be to say, get this agreement completed just for this topic with the city right now, do it. I don't think that you can adopt a,
I don't mean to interfere, but I think that we can. We have a good working relationship with Matt,
yes.
And I think that we can probably make that happen with a phone call and get this moved forward. So I don't think that it's going to require getting into an interlocal agreement, as said, to get that done.
And then the board would need to take action tonight to authorize you as the chair, to get that weight limit implemented through the city of Bonita Springs.
Okay.
So if you've got that authority, then you could go forward.
I'll make a motion to grant
it. We have to wait to get down to that.
When we get down to it's item K on my list.
Okay, so moving forward, agenda. We're done with that?
Yep. Yes, sir. The other item is the interlocal agreement, and you're going to continue to have discussion with city staff, and then finally get all the bullet points together so that we can have an interlocal agreement. But I think this weight limit issue should be dealt with.
Yeah, the manager, Mr. Edenfield, and myself will be working with the city to get that moved forward. And then when we get a baseline of it done, then we'll bring it back. Okay?
Yes, sir. That's all I have.
Okay.
So now I make a motion?
No, sir.
No,
not yet.
Not yet. Amendments to the meeting agenda. Maybe that's...
You added item K, 10K, weight limits on Stillwell, what I've got written down.
Okay. Anything else, gentlemen? Any other amendments to the meeting, to the agenda? Okay, moving forward, we're at public input on business agenda, and I'm going to remind you we have 3 minutes. So anybody who wants has any input, whatever, we would appreciate it. Yes, sir, Mr. Tony.
Yes, sir. The only thing I would like to say...
We would ask you to step up to the mic, please.
I would be shaking, but...
We make the triple ladies do it, too. We do have to provide for the handicap, though.
The only thing I would say is about waste management. All the residents need service, and I used to operate truck for waste management, class A CDL driver license too, and the residents need the service. And those trucks, even they are empty in the morning, they're heavy, they need to be set, the reception to come and serve our residents, because sometimes they need roll off truck for construction, pick up the materials, they need to pick up the garbage, they need to pick up the recycle, and those truck empty weigh easy over 30,000-40,000 pounds.
They do.
Okay, that's the only thing I want to say. Please keep that in mind.
Well, we understand there's got to be some exceptions to that, and those trucks are most certainly going to be allowed public services.
Yes, and also maybe they can provide a smaller truck because waste management, because I worked with them so long time, they got different kind of vehicles or truck. So they can provide smaller truck to service this resident, and that way they don't have that much weight.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much for that input.
You're welcome.
Anybody else have anything? If not, we're moving on. 10 business agenda items, agenda items requiring action. Now we're going to vote on things. So, monthly meeting minutes approval for 10/16/23. You guys have already had the packets.
Mm-hmm.
Need a motion?
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve the monthly meeting minutes.
I second the motion.
Aye. Motion carries. Financial report approval for 10/31/23, bank statements, 10/31/23 financial reports, 11/30/23 bills and financial reports. And again, you've had these on your desk, so who wants to?
I'll make a motion to approve the financial reports.
I second the motion.
Aye, motion carries. Secretary Treasurer position, increasing in candidate pool and to satisfy? Okay, so anything happening at all there?
I'm in the process of getting it posted elsewhere.
Okay.
So we can increase the size of the pool, but we'll make a decision by December.
We hope so.
Yeah. Okay. That's the plan anyway.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much for your hard work on that. I know that's got to be trying up and beyond everything else. She's taken on the job of the Secretary Treasurer and doing her job, so... fiscal year 2022-2023 budget amendment resolution. Mr. Pringle?
Yes, sir. I have a resolution. It has some blanks in it because I don't know all the numbers. But the resolution describes the year-end actual budget and says, excuse me, the resolution is to amend the fiscal year 2023-2024 budget balance as of September 30, 2023, to reflect the actual balance, fund balance, as of September 30, 2023. This is a resolution to, the phrase is true up, to true up the budget balance as of September 30, 2023 with the actual budget balance. So it's just to make that adjustment to your budget. At the beginning of the year, you adopt your budget. Before the beginning of your fiscal year, you adopt the budget for the year based upon the best information that you know. Now that the fiscal year is completed, has ended as of September 30, 2023, you can true up the numbers. It's a simple resolution. It says that the Board of Supervisors hereby amends the district's budget for the 2022-2023 fiscal year to adjust the fiscal year ending fund balance to be the actual amount of, and again, I have a blank line because I don't know the numbers, the actual in year-end balance amount instead of the previously budgeted amount of, and again, I don't know the number. The budget adjustment will be an adjustment to the unassigned fund balance, which is also going to be your cash carry forward.
Okay, just a question. If we don't know the numbers, how do we approve it?
May I add?
I prepared the document and somebody else can speak.
Okay, because if we don't have it, we need to put it off the next month.
Absolutely. If you don't have it, and you don't have to adopt it tonight, if you don't have the numbers, but if you got
just,
the numbers.
Just to let you know, I've spoken to Carolyn last week and mentioned this to her. So I was waiting to hear from Carolyn so we can discuss.
Reminder, she's our auditor and we need to have that stuff.
Yes, I'll get in touch with her again. We'll get this done.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to bypass that resolution for this evening. Investigating five banks for public funds. You've already talked about that, so that's no decision to be made there, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Five-year goals on website. Who's working? John, you working on that?
We're going to make that a formal discussion. And recommendation is going to run that from the special meeting. We said we'll adopt.
Okay.
Decide who's going to allocate to get volunteers. Am I going to run it? What do we end up?
Okay. I don't know how we move forward with that until you give me some direction.
Okay. One of the other discussions on the special meeting was to start creating a five-year strategic plan for the district, which would obviously be centered around the water control plant. This is an ideal time to do it. And so we're going to look for volunteers, people in the community to help with bring up ideas that would be strategic in nature, and then decide what's operational, like every year, every month we do, versus what's long-term. An example of this long-term strategic plan would be, are we going to resurface the roads in the next 5 years? Do they need it? Are we going to put another turnaround somewhere? That's strategic thinking for the district. So we just discuss it and create a plan. Doesn't mean we're going to do it, but let's identify what we need to do. And I was just asking, just like we did with the website, I kind of cheerleaded that and got help from people. Do we want to do that with a strategic plan as well? So do we have to make a formal vote that I had that authority to go do that?
Okay. Yes,
sir. I put a motion on the floor that we allow John to work with whatever is necessary with the website to create a strategic plan.
We'll eventually work on the website, putting a strategic plan up or a bullet point summary of the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
We can
obviously
have to
something.
Work with the engineering and legal to make sure we craft the right language that supports the engineering objectives of what we're doing as a district and any legal objectives.
Is that good enough for a motion?
Yes, sir.
I was looking for something a little shorter, but if that'll work.
Yeah.
The motion is on the floor. Jennifer.
Nice, I got it.
God.
Yes.
Can you say that again?
Motion carries.
Yeah.
Pardon?
What's the motion?
The motion's to create a strategic plan for the district, and then eventually it'll become on the website. It's a five-year plan so that every year we have an idea of what the next 4 years are bringing. And it'll help everybody out in planning the future.
And Mr. Chairman, to add to that, it was actually also to authorize Supervisor Salucci to spearhead that activity.
I think I said that.
Did you?
I know. It's okay.
Then I just didn't hear it. I apologize. So yes, sir. So that's the thing, is he's got the authority to lead that effort.
As an example, so people understand this more clearly, one of the strategic goals would be to simplify the right-of-way permit process for people building right-of-ways through the culverts. Task, figure out the elevation of each pipe coming from the survey, work with the engineering firm, and make sure that what people see on the website when they apply for a permit are the basic steps and how they apply for a right-of-way permit. So I know we're doing that, but it's not fully organized yet. So that would be a strategic goal, because that's every activity we're doing for the next 5 years, as one example. Another example could be improve the security at the gate. A task of that would be change these digital clickers. So these are examples of come up with a goal, come up with an objective, document it, and then it supports the district's strategic plan.
Okay, next thing on the item. Was there any other questions on that, Brian? Did it get answered? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, did you call for the question on that vote?
We did.
Everybody voted on it?
Yes. Okay. Consult engineer reference, the Cockleshell steel well. It says bridge here, but I don't know what problem we have with the bridge. I think we're more in, was talking about the road.
I believe
already discussed that. If that's the case.
I was confused by the entire line statement.
Okay. Then let that go at the moment, and we'll catch up on K.
Did we already discuss that previously?
If you don't mind.
Yeah. Yes, please.
That line item
Had
to do with the gross vehicular weight. I just wanted to bring that up, but it was already discussed.
But we're just,
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we do gross vehicular weight analysis, it would include the little bridge over the canal, because that's just as important as the roadway.
Correct.
Okay. Meeting days, third Monday. What's the issue there?
There is none. It worked itself out.
That's good.
Okay.
I thought
Thank
we might
you.
Have to get a new manager.
Banana.
Okay, the gate clickers, we've already discussed that, and we know that there's a number of those in the district that are becoming obsolete, inoperative, hard to work with. Age is becoming a problem with some of them, so timing of changing to the digital system is probably the best thing we can do right now. Yes, ma'am.
I just purchased my new clickers.
Well, I need you to come to the mic.
So I have four clickers to pay $200. Now I have to pay another $100 if I want another four.
Okay. This is your golden opportunity. When we get the new ones in, they're going to be priced at about $25, depending on what we pay for them. It'll be a cost thing based on the large amount that we have to buy. Unfortunately, there's no way that we can refund money on old clickers or ones recently purchased, or we'll come up in a shortfall. This isn't a money-making thing where we're the Kmart or Walmart where we get to just give them away. We can't do that. It's everybody out here owns the water district, and unfortunately, everybody's got to just, when that kind of thing happens, we're just going to have to work it out the best we can. And the unfortunate part is that, yes, if you purchase them, we don't have any real opportunity unless we charged everybody $50 right now for each one, then would give us some buffer for maybe you. But so considering what we're doing right now, there's no extra money in there to give away a clicker.
Okay. So my loss, huh?
Well, I don't know how else to explain it, because
because my clickers were terrific.
You're not going to be the only one in that.
You're not the only one, girl.
And I keep trying to tell people, if they don't need to use the rear gate right now and they've got an inoperative clicker, what we're doing, just be patient. And within a month or so, we're going to be online with the new ones.
But you know, Maria, you bring up a good point in general. We have to figure out how we're going to make this transition. Are we going to have a Saturday, like a pie, you know, eating contest? Come and get your clickers, bring your, you know, are we going to transition where everybody has to send to the manager a copy of your registration and copy your driver's license so that we can know how many clickers?
If we have to mail them out, then that's going
to
be a
problem. Yeah, if we have to mail them out, exactly. So we got to figure out how we do this, because what we don't want to do is get the equipment changed over in the next month or two, because we have it on order now. Change it over, and no one's clicker works because we didn't start changing out the clickers.
So are you going to be in trouble?
Only him.
No, yeah, just me. So if everybody has an idea, maybe we have a couple Saturdays in a row, because right now it's a good time because it's Thanksgiving and Christmas, a lot of people around. Maybe this is a time because what we need to do is order these clickers because they're special coded clickers.
And you can't duplicate them.
And they will not. They're military encryption. Will not be duplicated.
Every single one of the clickers will be registered to
that vehicle.
Not every one of them will be registered to your house. Anybody who gets them, they will be registered to their houses and to their vehicles. And there will be a code every time they're used inside the gate, which is put into a cloud, which means that we can download them. We will know who's using the gates and who's not using the gates. We will also, if a gate's damaged in the middle of the night, if they used a clicker and went through, we'll know what vehicle did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that in itself is going to help us out all the way around. And save you guys money in the long run.
So are you looking for a committee to do that?
There's going to need to be a committee to do that. I'm not going to stand out there and do it.
we have ideas.
After the year-long program with FEMA, I'm sort of burned out.
Pardon? That's the first stage. We're going to make the change.
Yes, sir. So at some point tonight, then, to initiate that process, the board will take action to say that you're going to change the...
Yes.
From the current program to the new program and then initiate all that process.
Yes. Okay.
Let's go through K and then we'll add L.
Okay. JKL. Is J the one for the clickers?
Well, it is right now. So while we're talking, okay.
Yeah.
Let's just do what we're talking about. So
yes.
We're going to put a motion on the floor to change out the clickers and to
change the gate access program.
Change the gate access program. In the near future, because we don't have a date on it yet. And okay, so
sure.
I need a motion on the floor.
Second.
Motion's on the floor.
Second.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, so Mr. Chairman, just to clarify for the record, so that motion would also authorize the purchase of the equipment that is needed and to implement the new access system.
Correct.
Gate access system. Okay.
Okay. Weight limit on Stillwell Parkway. I guess we need a motion on the floor to allow me, Mr. Edenfield, to communicate with the City of Bonita Springs and the Department of Transportation, Lee County Department of Transportation, referencing this to see how quickly we can move forward with getting sidings created and a limit of weight put on that roadway. And I'm going to add one additional thing. I was on it today. And some of the vehicles going down it were a high rate of speed. I would suggest that we put a speed limit on it at 25 miles an hour and post signs accordingly.
That can all be part of the same idea.
That's what I just was making the motion.
I second the motion.
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
From 35 to 25?
Pardon?
From 35 to 25?
On that road only, because of the condition of the road. The other roads are still 35. But any of you who live on a side road around here, understand that those people that live on the west side of that road, they own the property all the way to that fence. That road goes right through the middle of their property, the same as some of the other properties that have easements or right-of-ways on them, and those people have to live with that. So no more to be said there. Okay. Public input. 3-minute limit.
Chairman, I apologize.
Yes, sir.
Just to clarify, on that action the board took, authorizes you, authorizes the engineer to work with not only City of Bonita Springs, but also Lee County
DOT
as well, to implement, to ask them to pass the ordinance if that's what they need to do. But you're authorized by that motion, if I understood it correctly, to do whatever is necessary to get either the city or Lee County DOT to implement and impose a weight restriction on that roadway.
Correct.
Without coming back to the board.
Correct.
I want to make sure the record's clear about that.
If warranted, yes.
Put the caveat, if warranted.
Yes, sir, right. Yes. Okay. Whatever's necessary, essentially whatever is necessary to accomplish the weight limitation, including the engineering, Mr. Chairman, to support whatever weight limit is appropriate there for that roadway in terms of engineering reports or expert evidence that's needed.
I think that as any other city or governmental agency would do, I think at this time, I think that if we have determined there is an issue with the road, visual opinions give us that. I have photographed it. I know the cracks are wider than they were 1 year ago because I went across the roads with all the FEMA experts and stuff. So therefore, Ron has looked at it. I don't believe it takes an engineer to determine there's slippage going on with the shoulder of the road. So I think that what I would suggest is that we go before the City of Bonita, if they will move forward, and if the Department of Transportation will move forward, then at some future date, we get bids and prices for doing whatever we need to do to have engineering studies done. I don't want to just throw a carte blanche out there to say we're going to do that.
The reason that I mention it is if the city, as an example, in order to adopt an ordinance, requires something from an engineer, then you would have that ability to.
Okay, if we're putting it in for that purpose?
Yes, then, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, then let's, I put a motion on the floor to change the motion and add into it that if we need a structural engineer, et cetera, to look at the road to get the implemented for the roads, for the safety of the road and the people, then we will move forward with that.
I second the motion.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I have one last thing if we could add to the agenda.
Yes.
The addendum to the survey. I think I originally stated it was 3,700, but somewhere in the back of my mind said no, 4,700. And I looked for the email, I couldn't locate it. If I could get a motion to authorize an additional up to $4,700, and I'll get the paperwork into Audrey.
$1,000 comes out of your pay.
Nope. Okay. We'll do whatever we need to do.
We have to do that? Fine, when we do the motion. Is that what you think? Should we just authorize $5,000 since you're not sure?
It was either 37 or 47. Okay. It's just I'm not clear.
Let's go with the 47.
That's I make a motion to amend that.
Hang on. So, to add that one to the agenda,
correct.
Who needs to add that to the agenda, Mr. Chairman, you need to call for public input because we got to call for public input on every action taken by the board. Okay. Call for public input, then you can do a motion.
Okay.
So,
that's an added
anybody
item to the agenda.
From the general public, have any opinion of adding the $1,000 to the survey crew for doing the work out here? Any opinions?
$4,700.
Well, I said $1,000 added to it.
So he doesn't know whether it was 37 or 47.
Well,
I don't
so
recall.
He needs to get his figure straight before you say yes.
We have the commitment, and we'll get the paperwork into the district tomorrow morning. And so my ask was if it could authorize up to 47. Then if it's 37, then we're already blessed.
Not to exceed. Then that makes
not
sense.
To exceed.
So it would be a motion to authorize expenditure for surveying work not to exceed $4,700 for this project.
Correct.
And hopefully it's 37.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
John?
Are we supposed to have public input, then we make
public
a motion?
Public input, then make a motion, yes.
Any public input?
Any more public input on this?
Okay.
Okay.
I make a motion to
have not to exceed $4,700 for additional surveying work that's specifically related to the work they're doing now, the FEMA work. Yes.
I have a question before we do that. Now, didn't we get a bid from them?
Yes.
Didn't you see the bid?
No.
No.
I don't recall it. Yeah. We all saw the bid, you've diverted their
correct
water control plan surveying work to specifically to the weir, which wasn't in the RFP at that moment.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Subsequent, that RFP was for the secondary drainage, the roadside swales, and the culverts discharging into the canals at the ends of the road, along with all the driveway culverts.
And then FEMA came along and had their emergent thing.
And changed their timing on us.
Their timeline encouraged us to move forward with getting enough survey information to do the restoration work.
If it has to do with FEMA, it's reimbursable by FEMA, and so it's not money that we're actually spending.
Right.
We're going to get it back.
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody's aware of that.
So
the bills need to be kept separately so that we can get that covered.
But the funds that were approved were for the secondary drainage. I've asked them to provide us with an addendum to that agreement to add on the FEMA work.
Okay.
And which they have done, which is what I'm seeking.
Now I understand
authorization of tonight.
Okay. So did everybody understand that? Okay, what happened was, and that's why we held the special meeting last week partially, was because FEMA updated our time frames to March to start certain projects if we're going to get paid for those projects, which included the weirs, some erosion areas, some asphalt areas, and some other items. So we had to move the date. We held the special meeting only because we're coming into the holidays, being Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, when nobody works. So if we didn't get this moving forward and we had the survey crews already out here, instead of having to call them back, we held a special meeting to engage them into assisting in doing this. This change in financial part is due to that. So the bids came in at the price they were, but we're adding on to it for the FEMA work, which again, that'll be reimbursable. Any other questions?
So Mr. Chairman, then can I clarify just one more time?
Yes.
So this would be a motion to authorize an amendment to the agreement with the surveyor to perform the work required, survey work required under FEMA for the FEMA, some of the FEMA work.
The projects.
At a not to exceed price of $4,700. Does that sound like? Okay.
That sounded good to me.
Okay, all right.
So the motion's on the floor, as read.
Second. And clarified.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay.
So we will do an amendment to that agreement with the surveyor to provide for that additional work.
Correct.
To be done.
And I already had their proposal. I just do not recall whether it was 37 or 47.
I would like to take a minute. Where's our... Is Pastor able to run any of your pictures for you?
Yeah, I was going to pop in.
Let's go do it real quick.
Okay.
So the work that's been going on in the subdivision, we're going to give you a quick overview of that just to show you what's been going on. Pastor's going to put them up on the screen. We're going to do a real quick slide, and we won't tie you up very long.
Yep. So I'm Douglas from Sunny Lane, live in the district. I'm conducting the right-of-way maintenance all throughout the district on the canals. I just snapped a couple pictures to update you guys. We're about 60% through on the perimeter maintenance. We're doing it in a couple different phases. So we kind of started with the interior portion because that was the worst, kind of getting room to work. We did have to pull off on some areas and work our way over toward Bonita Bill and stuff like that for the survey company so they could get access to the areas that were needed. So if you guys do see debris piles sitting and stuff like that, they're on the list to get picked up. It's just because we moved around a little bit and got a little bit behind with that. As you can see, Stillwell guardrail was the first priority, as it was the worst. You know, I noticed while I was out there the road erosion stuff kind of being damaged, so we're trying to get that taken care of so everybody can kind of see what's going on and access that area. I mean, that's some of the worst of it right over there by Bonita Bill. And that's after it's been trimmed and kind of piled there too. So once that's gone, it'll look like Stillwell guardrail. So once we finish the perimeter canal maintenance, we'll be entering the district and cleaning up the ditches and the oak tree and anything that's encroaching, we're going to get taken care of. And then once all that is done, we're going to come through with a final walkthrough, check everything a few more times, and spray any invasive or exotic species that we've noticed. We're kind of leaving the stumps a little bit visible so we know where they're at. And me and my guys will walk the district a few times after and make sure everything's done. So, but it's going smooth. The rain slowed us down a little bit last week, but nothing we can't handle.
Yay.
Okay. Good job.
Good job.
If anyone has any questions.
We've been checking on you.
Yeah, for cruising.
Are we keeping the palmettos that are on the canal?
Yeah. We're not taking any palmettos. Yeah, all natives are staying, just the big woody vegetation that's kind of blocking the water flow. I'm leaving all the aquatic vegetation too, so you've got like reeds and alligator flags and lily pads. Like, the guys know to leave those. So.
Very good.
Good job.
Thank you.
I'd like to take a minute to thank all the people that we've got. A lot of people out in this community that they're going along. I see them all the time. Tony, David Nagy, other people who have been picking up trash, picking up plastic limbs and everything, debris that's been out along the roads. And there are people that I don't even know their names, and they haven't been coming to the meetings. And then I want to thank all the board members for all the hard work that they've been doing in putting together the policies and programs and what they're doing. It's very time consuming, and most certainly we're overpaid for that. So, but anyway, thank you all. And so, Supervisor comments. It's your turn.
Thank you.
If you've got nothing, I'm going to close the meeting. Put a motion on the floor to adjourn.
Adjourn. Cameron.
Second the motion.
Howard
Dan. Mr. Gavel.
Oh. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.